Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel passage from Matthew chapter 12, Jesus and his disciples were passing through a field of grain, and the disciples, who were hungry, began to pick the heads of the grain to eat them. The Pharisees just so happened to notice, and they were quick to offer their usual rebuke. You know why? It was the Sabbath. And picking grain was one of the 39 types of work that were forbidden to carry out on a Sabbath day. That is forbidden by the Pharisees, at least. So Jesus was just as quick to offer the Pharisees his usual counter rebuke, exposing and demolishing their error, also as usual, referring to the Old Testament. In this case, to the example of David and his companions. They were in flight from the vengeful Saul, if you recall, and sought refuge in the temple, and they were given the holy bread, the show bread in the temple, by the priest Ahimelech, and that bread was supposed to be reserved just for the priests to eat. But they were given to them because they were desperately hungry to save their lives, basically, or perform an act of charity towards them. Furthermore, Jesus points out how in the Old Testament, the priests themselves, they worked on the Sabbath. Granted, it was a necessary holy work to do, but nevertheless, it was work. But they didn't violate the Sabbath. And also, Jesus states very clearly that God desires mercy more than sacrifice. And this would apply also on the Sabbath days that we carry out, especially acts of mercy. There's a certain priority to them. And finally, our Lord appeals to his own divine authority in speaking about the Sabbath in this way, making these corrections. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. And it's not narrated in Matthew's gospel, but it is in St. Mark's. Jesus also says, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. So we have to get things right when it comes to living out the Sabbath day properly in accord with God's plan. But like the Pharisees, we too can make the mistake, mistaking the tree for the forest, as it were, giving too much importance to the particular and losing the overall picture, as it were, giving more importance to lesser precepts and regulations and laws, while downplaying those that are much more important, of primary importance. It would be like us going to Sunday Mass faithfully, which is good, going on time, also very good, dressed in our best, following the protocols of a good Catholic at Mass, all the gestures that we're supposed to do in sync, with the priest, making the sign of the cross, and genuflecting so perfectly and devoutly, but all the while doing these little things, important, but all the while, perhaps condemning others, interiorly, maybe showing that in our faces, condemning others because they're not as exact and as observant as ourselves, thus failing in a major precept of charity, towards our neighbor in church. Or, many examples, like on the Sabbath, or for us Catholics, Sundays, the Lord's Day, our unwillingness to assist others, our neighbors, on the Sundays, acts of service or kindness, making meals for someone, tending to the sick, picking up someone who needs a ride, all these things are work, but we should do them nevertheless, because a greater precept is involved, charity, towards our neighbor. So we have to keep these things in mind. And regarding charity towards God and towards our neighbor, Jesus assures us, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. All the commandments, including that regarding observing the Sabbath, are geared towards these two, which summarize the whole law, perfect love of God and love of neighbor. So God wants us to be true worshipers, and on Sundays, you know, we are to engage in that worship in a particular way, an external way, a communal way, you know, but we are to worship him in spirit and in truth, not just with our bodies, but also with our hearts and our souls, and especially, you know, with that love in our hearts towards him and also, you know, towards our neighbor, because we cannot love God unless we also strive to love our neighbor. Praise be Jesus and Mary.